From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor.
Hi, Penny.
Happy Friday, Don.
You too.
We were invited by CNBC to take a sneak peek at the network's special news report titled Cruise Inc., Big Money on the High Seas. It premieres at 8 p.m. Tuesday, March 24th, and is CNBC's first original HD production. Don, you and I have both been on cruises before. Did this report make you want to go sailing again?
Well, it sort of did, Penny. It's something I've wanted to do since I've been on my one and only cruise.
One and only, okay.
Yeah, a few years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of neat things about cruising, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, did this report put a scare in you? Because, you know, it talked about the health issues and the dangers aboard cruising as well.
Well, it talked about that a little bit. And no, I wasn't too alarmed by it. I thought the entire show was fairly benign as far as what it was telling us. But it really did focus on the economics of mm-hmm. cruising, the whole money angle behind the cruise industry. Of course, it's a $30 billion industry, and it still, I guess, even continues to grow a little bit, even during this slow economic time.
Yeah, that's true. Because correspondent Peter Greensburg and his crew spent 7 days aboard the Norwegian Pearl for this new special. And one thing the report did focus on, like Don said, is how inexpensive the tickets for the cruise can be. But then again, once they get you on board, it's not so inexpensive.
No, and it sort of opens your eyes. If you didn't realize it before and you're a cruiser, which one thing the show did point out and which I learned was, only 17% of the U.S. population has been on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a vast market, untapped market still out there for cruising. But what it did tell me was, how a lot of the activities on board a cruise ship are geared for the cruise line to make extra money.
Mm-hmm. Well, or break even, as they would say.
Break even, right.
Because his 7 days aboard the Norwegian Pearl, which this ship is 14 stories tall, more than 3 football fields long, and will hold more than 4,000 passengers and crew,
mm-hmm.
it was only booked, didn't he say, 92% full?
Yeah, 92.
And they just broke even.
Just broke even. And one thing, though, they did have some weather concerns during their cruise.
Yeah, they didn't get their extra dollars at the ports of call for their extra excursions that
on
people
this,
pay
this
for.
On this particular cruise, it kind of rained a lot of the time. So, but still, they ended up breaking even just about, I think.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the Greensburg tried to get them to give them a dollar amount, and they mm-hmm. wouldn't. They just said, well, you know, we'll just say we broke even. And the guy he talked to, who was a representative of the Norwegian Cruise Line,
mm-hmm.
said, we're most happy when we book these ships 104%.
That's right, 104% of occupancy.
And that is, it's like, my gosh, how can you fill it more than 100%? It's like, well, put extra little bunk beds in the cabins for a third passenger. That's
uh-huh.
how they would gain that extra 4%.
Right.
Thought that was funny. And myself, I prefer the cruises that aren't so many, you know, there aren't so many people or aren't so big.
Sure, sure. And, well, when you're on a cruise like that, do you spend extra money to help the bottom line?
Well, sure you do in the casino and all, but I guess the thing is, I guess I've not been on one of these huge cruises where they have all the these extra activities such as rock climbing and mm-hmm. an ice skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be fun, but I myself would avoid the art auctions and the Botox injections and all these added extras that
But there's
they have.
Always something to do on a cruise ship.
Yes, there is.
And I about this program, you know, it's under the guise of being a news type program. I just thought it was kind of soft hitting as far as what they were able to do. They weren't able to get, you know, for sure numbers
mm-hmm.
and, you know, statistics about, you know, the actual dollars. And they kind of talked in percentages, and And so I was a little bit disappointed in that way.
Yeah, well, and I was disappointed that it was the Norwegian Cruise Line, because when you go to book a cruise, those tickets, even though they're less these days, are still more expensive than, say, Carnival Cruise Line or the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. I would have liked to have seen, an investigative report including those, lines as well. Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 1 to 10... what would you rate this new special?
Well, as a topic of interest, in case someone's interested in the cruise industry, I'd give it probably a 6, mm-hmm. 6 or a 7.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it an 8 because I thought it was informative and it didn't make me want to go on a cruise again. So, and this report certainly is worth checking out. So remember, Cruise Inc., Big Money on the High Seas, premiering at 8 p.m. Tuesday, March 24th. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll be back next week to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.